From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. military says it's carried out an airstrike in Somalia, killing four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group. A statement Friday from the U.S. Africa Command says the strike was carried out Thursday, about 50 kilometers northwest of the port city of Kismayo. The statement also said that no civilians were killed. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the reports that U.S. President Donald Trump used profanity when referring to African nations. Anatolio Ndong Mumba, Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation African group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the African group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology and a retraction. African ambassadors based in Washington are meeting Friday to decide how to respond to Trump's alleged remarks. Trump denies using offensive language. Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop, who they say protected the perpetrator. The Pope's remarks have undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the church's reputation while visiting South America and has shocked Chileans and drew immediate rebuke from victims and their advocates. U.S. senators have adjourned late on Thursday without voting on a bill to keep the U.S. government running beyond Friday night. Senators resume the debate Friday morning, just hours before the deadline. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. authorities in New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. It's unclear what Mr. Bennett was doing in New Mexico. Hundreds of journalists and media groups held a protest on Friday to condemn the Philippine government's series of attacks against press freedom. Steve Miller has that story.
The Securities and Exchange Commission declared that online news outlet Rappler violated the constitutional prohibition on foreign ownership and control of mass media companies. The National Union of Journalists of the Philippines expressed outrage over the ruling and called on Filipino journalists to unite and resist every and all attempts to silence them. Columnist Tonio Cruz.
I want to send a message to the public that journalists and media workers are not afraid to do their jobs in the face of what's happening with Rappler and the other threats coming from the Duterte administration.
Rappler said it would fight the ruling in the courts and continue to operate. The Duterte administration denied it was curtailing freedom of the press. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Political turmoil in English-speaking parts of Cameroon is creating a refugee crisis in neighboring Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UNHCR has registered more than 10,000 refugees since they began fleeing English-speaking parts of Cameroon for eastern Nigeria's Cross River State in early October. It reports about 80% of the refugees are women and children. As the number of people fleeing Cameroon grows, so do the risks to their welfare, says the UNHCR. The UNHCR is working with Nigerian authorities to reunite separated children with their parents. Most of the families are headed by women whom he notes are vulnerable to exploitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence leaves on Friday for a trip to the Middle East. He's the first senior administration official to visit the region since President Donald Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely condemned by world leaders. He is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. A driver plowed into the crowded boardwalk along Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro Thursday evening, injuring at least 15. Authorities say there is no immediate indication it was a terror attack. Police have said the driver is suffering from epilepsy. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.